Yevamis Perek Yud Aleph Mishnei Kohenes Shnesar Vlada Bevlad Shivchasa Kohenes, that her baby was mixed up with the baby of her Shivcha, a Shivcha Knanis. Hare Elu Ochlim Bechuma. Both of these children can eat Shuma, because just like a Shivcha is also allowed to eat Shuma, Shivcha Knanis is allowed to eat Shuma from her master's house. V'cholkim Chelik Echad Bagorin, and they would be given one Chelik from the threshing floor. The Rav points out that this Tana held that when a slave that's normally allowed to eat Shuma, when he would come to collect Shuma from the threshing floor, when they would make it into a heap and give out Shumas and Maestras, so normally an Eved would not be able to take Shuma unless his master was with him. So since one of these people are the master of the other one, they're just mixed up, we don't know who's the master of who, but if they come together, then you can give them Shuma. Ve'inun mitamen l'mesim. But they can't be mitamen mesim. That's because one of them is a Kohen. Ve'inosim noshim ben ksheris ben psulos. And they can't marry Jewish women, whether we're dealing with women that are kosher to kahuna, or even pasul to kahuna, because an Eved, which is the son of a Shivcha, would have the din of an Eved, he can't marry the Yisraelis. So therefore, none of them can marry any Jewish woman. And they also can't marry, obviously, somebody that's pasul, like somebody that an Eved would be allowed to marry, because a Kohen can't marry her. Higdilu ataroivis, but when they get older, v'shichru zesa, and then they're meshachar each other, they would both free each other. Because there's an understanding here that not only that they can, like Taisento points out, the Gemara explains that they force them to be meshachar each other, because otherwise they can't marry anybody. And there's also an understanding that one of them is actually the master of the other one, because they yarshin from their father. He would yarshin from his master, his father. So now that they're both freed, noisin noshim ruyis lekuhuna, they can marry women that are fitting for a Kohen to marry, because since it's possible still one is a Kohen, therefore they can't marry a Grusha, they would only be able to marry somebody that a Kohen's allowed to marry. But you don't have any other issues, because they're for sure not a, they're not an Eved anymore. Ve'inun mitamu l'meisim, but they still can't become tamu l'meis, because one of them is a Kohen. Vim nitamu, einun soifkin esarbon, but if they did become tamu, we don't give them lashes, because it's a suffix. Each person can say, like the Rav points out, I'm not a Kohen. They also can't eat shuma. And if they happen to eat shuma, we don't make them pay karen v'chomish, because perhaps he's not a Kohen. You can't make him pay karen v'chomish. And we do not give them from the goren. It's not like the previous case, where one of them was an Eved, where an Eved actually can eat shuma. Here, he's meshacher him. They're meshacher each other. So one of them is a Kohen, one of them is mamish, just a regular ger. And a ger can't eat shuma. So you can't even, with both of them coming at the same time, and say, we're only going to take a chelik echad, even that obviously is not okay, because we're afraid that they may come and eat it. Umoichrin esa truma, but they can sell truma, meaning they can take truma from their own grain, and they do not have to give it to a Kohen, because they themselves can say, I am a Kohen, because they could say, bring me a raya, then I'm not. But they can't eat it, so what do? They keep it for themselves, and then they sell it, and then they can keep the money. Vadam shalahem, it's their own money. Venin chokin bekotshe hamikdush, and they don't take portions from the kachim of the mikdash, like the skin, because they could just tell them that bring us a raya that you're a Kohen, and then you can take from these. So they don't take that. They noisen lehem kachim. They don't give them kachim to be makriv. Vein motzin shalahem miyadam. And if they have from their own, meaning, let's say they had a bechor, they don't take the bechor from them, like the Rav points out. Rather, they would just let it sit until it has a mum and is not fitting. Uptur min azroa, umin al chayayim min akeva. And they're potter from the matnas kuhuna, the different parts of the animal, the zroel, the chayim, and the keva. Because again, hamotzi mechal alav araya, because they themselves could say that they're kohanim. Uvechor ye roe achi yistoiv. So this is teaching us what we actually do with the bechor, like Rashi says. They would wait and let it just roam until it gets a mum. And once it gets a mum, they can eat it. Because stam to sell it to a different kohen, you're not allowed to, like the Pharisee points out, because bechor, you can't sell when it doesn't have a mum. And the Farshim point out this, even talking during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would do this. They give them the chumras of both the Kohanim and the Israelim. Gemara explains, the Rav points out that we're coming to include by the kamitza that they would do when they had a carbon mincha, the flour was brought on the Mizbeach. So if the mincha came from a Kohen, the whole mincha and whatever's left over is burnt on the Mizbeach. But the mincha of Yisrael, what's left over after the kamitza is done, with the kamitza where they'd put it in their palm, with their three fingers, that was burnt on the Mizbech, but the rest of the flour was eaten by the Kohanim if it came from Yisraelim. But in this case, we gave it a chumrah of the Kohanim even, that it was all burnt on the Mizbech, even what was left over after the Kemitza.